We are going to begin this hour with the next segment of our Do Great Things feature with Durham Tech. Every month we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech, featuring some of the inspiring initiatives and programs there that make our community proud. In-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. You can head to the website, chapelboro.com, and get the full archive of all of the previous interviews that we've done, as well as all of those articles. And we'll have this interview coming up on the website starting next week. But we are talking today about a new campaign called Forge Great Futures. And we are joined in the studio now by Willis Wichard, who is co-chair of the Forge Great Futures campaign. Willis, thank you so much for being with us in the studio today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And before we even talk about the campaign, we were talking a little bit before we got started, your history with Durham Tech. You've been with the college literally from the beginning, right?
Literally from the beginning. As a high school and college student, I spent my summers working for the Durham City Schools, trying to make money to come to the university on.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1961, when Durham Tech opened, the book and supply crew at the Durham City Schools helped move in the furniture, the books, do various things to get the technical institute, it was called then, set up and going. I then taught a course there once in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
I was the commencement speaker in 1975. For 10 years in the General Assembly, I was a strong supporter of the community colleges. So in that sense, I go way back.
Yeah, that's incredible. So tell us about the campaign, Forge Great Futures. What is it and how did it get started?
The goal is to raise $5 million for Durham Tech. And there are two main items that this will be used for. One is for workforce development,
mm-hmm.
building the tools and technology to upgrade learning spaces across the Durham Tech campuses and equip them with equipment and supplies that mirrors the industries for which their students are being prepared. And the rest for student support, for mm-hmm. scholarships to enable people who might otherwise not be able to get this education to do it.
And for a lot of the students at Durham Tech, I know they need the support, and without it, they wouldn't be able to attend college at all. So everything that Durham Tech does, and there's quite a few different initiatives to help students out, is so important in people's individual lives.
That is true. The most recent scholarship, I think, is the one in Fail Wynn's name. Fail was the mm-hmm. longtime president of the school, died suddenly and unexpectedly last summer, and there are scholarship funds being raised in his name to mm-hmm. enable students to get this education. And it's a way up from poverty mm-hmm. for so many people. There's actually a column in today's New York Times talking about the graduation approach to addressing the poverty problem in Paraguay. Education is really the ticket to good jobs, and good jobs are the ticket out of poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Willis Wichard again. We're talking about the Forge Great Futures campaign, which is getting underway to raise funds for Durham Tech in a variety of different aspects, including scholarships. What has been achieved so far with the campaign?
We are at roughly the $3.5 million point toward a $5 million goal, so doing well. We had our official launch of the campaign on April 30th at the new culinary program location at American Tobacco.
Which is a spectacular place.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot happening there.
Yeah.
But of course, as with every capital campaign, there had been a silent phase with some funds raised before that. So we're roughly at the $3.5 million point toward a $5 million goal.
And we've talked about the impact on individual students. What's going to be the impact on the community, Durham County, Orange County?
Well, a secondary goal of the campaign is to increase the exposure of the school,
mm-hmm.
Make people more aware of it, both for purposes of people attending it and for purposes of enlisting a greater number of the citizens of the area in supporting it. It's an effort not just to increase the workforce development and scholarship funds, but to raise the profile of the school.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Willis Witchard, talking about the Forge Great Futures campaign, which has been going on publicly for a month now and has already gotten more than halfway to its goal. So people want to donate, people want to get involved in the campaign. How can they do it? Where can they go? What can they do?
They can contact the school. Melissa Chapel is the development person for the foundation. Liz McLaughlin, the development person for the school itself, or they can email to foundation@durhamtech.edu. They can go to the website, which is www.durhamtech.edu/donate. So there are a variety of ways in which people can contribute to the campaign.
Is there anything else that people need to know about the Forge Great Futures campaign, about Durham Tech, that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet?
They just need to know that this is a vital institution in mm-hmm. the life of Durham and Orange counties. It does serve both counties, and we are attempting to involve people from both counties in both the effort to raise the profile and to increase the funding for workforce development and student assistance.
DurhamTech.edu, as always, is the website for Durham Tech in general. DurhamTech.edu/donate if you want to donate to the college and get more information about this ongoing $5 million campaign, Forge Great Futures. Willis Witchard, thank you so much for being with us today and for all that you're doing to help the campaign.
Thank you, Aaron, and thanks to WCHL.